Well, Peter B., I find it appalling, but I find it incredibly reflective of the title of your program, Boiling Frogs. That's what we've got here. We've had, over the last 10 years, a steady erosion in the respect paid to our Constitution, to the point where, you know, the first one has been infringed upon, the First Amendment, free speech and assembly, and then the fourth one, well, they can come, the fourth one is supposed to protect against unreasonable searches and seizures, right. That's passé, and now the fifth, of course, guarantees all persons the right not to be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one would have thought that from the lawyers, from the judges, from the law school teachers and professors, that there would have been an outcry here saying, what? What is this? You, the President of the United States, arrogating to yourself the authority to kill without due process, to eliminate American citizens, and find that a, quote, easy decision, end quote? What really is going on here? You can't do that. Now, I'll just insert parenthetically here that I am in a real quandary, Peter B., because as an Army officer, I took a solemn oath, okay, and that oath was to defend, was to support and protect the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Yeah.
Now, I checked into that, and that oath has no expiration date. I mean, I knew that when I took it. I never thought that I would be challenged with the question of what my appropriate response to this is. There are several fellow Army officers and others. There are millions of people in this country who have served in the federal government, not only in the armed services, who took that oath. Now, are we to sit back and say, oh, well, you know, that was then, and times have changed, and as Gonzalez told us, that's an old paradigm. We have a new paradigm now. And I don't think so.